Andy, your thoughts after that 1-1 draw?
Frustrated. You know, when they went down to 10, Chris, we had a lot of ball and had a few opportunities and couldn't quite take it. Although, first half, I think we were fortunate to go in level, if I'm honest. You know, Accrington were the better side first half and I was relieved to get in at half-time level.
What were you most frustrated about in that second half?
Well, because we had a lot of possession, obviously, with them down to 10 men. We shifted the ball quite quickly and enough ball went into the final third and we didn't quite capitalise on it. You know, that was a disappointing thing.
Do you think that's where you were lacking today in that final third, clinical area?
We had a lot of ball, didn't we, going to the final, you know, had a lot of final third entries again. And, yeah, of course you are. When you have that amount of possession, you're trying to get that winning goal.
Going back to the first half, you must have been pleased the way that your side responded to falling behind early on.
Yeah, you know, they've scored a very good free kick, you have to say that. And, you know, and we've good delivery from Dan Butler, puts the keeper under pressure and Ryan's there to nod it in. So, yeah, we're pleased to get that goal back. But I thought, if I'm honest, Wisey, I'm not going to criticise the players. You know, that's the fourth game in however many days and I think they looked a bit leggy first half, if I'm honest. We didn't have our normal tempo, our normal gusto about us today. And, you know, but the run that they've been on, you know, and the effort that they've put in, and still today they put the effort in, but we just looked a little bit short today first half. Once the numerical advantage came, then we had a bit more possession, obviously.
Do you think, though, if it was a fit side that hadn't played three games in a week, that you might have gone on and won that game today?
Well, they've, don't get me wrong, you know, Accrington have had games as well, but we, you know, it seems to be, you know, the travel takes it out of you as well at times. It's no excuse. We should have done better first half. And they were told that at half time. And but there was elements of the first half that I didn't think we were very good at when we normally are. So I was a bit disappointed with the first half performance. Second half it upped. And you know, it's just a shame we couldn't get that winning goal.
Do you think you got the response that you wanted from them in the second half?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
What did you make of the sending off? It was right in front of you.
Yeah, I've just asked Danny, you know, he has got cut the marks across the inside of his thigh. You know, I never like to see anybody sent off. Personally, you know, sometimes if they have to go, they have to go. Yeah, sometimes they're given, sometimes they're not.
Were you surprised, though?
No, because sometimes you get them and sometimes you don't, you know. And so, no, you never know these days.
Do you think the side could have done more to win the game in that final 35 minutes?
Well, that's what I said. We had a lot of possession and that was the disappointing thing. I'm repeating myself.
In terms of the chances that you created, do you think that the chances were enough? Were Pompey clinical enough in that final third?
Well, obviously not, because we didn't score. So we weren't clinical enough. That obviously not. But you know, we had enough possession, didn't we, in the second half, even before the sending off. But once the sending off happened, we had the numerical advantage, and that's the frustrating thing today.
I know that you, when we spoke on Tuesday, and I'm not going to ask you about the playoffs because we spoke about that on Tuesday night and that's done and dusted, but one of the key things for you now, I suppose, moving into these final few games of the campaign, is to try and keep that momentum going, because it's naturally going to be very difficult for a side to maintain their form, maintain their performances, when ultimately there isn't a huge amount to play for, up at the top end of the table or down at the bottom.
There's 15,000 people to play for every week, Chris, at Fratton Park, and we take a massive travelling support away. So there's everything to play for.
Is that what your, that's, that would be your message to them, will it?
Yeah, you know, that's, we play, if the players go out there, they have to perform for the supporters first and foremost, you know, and like I said on Tuesday, we'll then try and amass as many points as we can, and where that takes us, it takes us.
You don't think the Tuesday's performance and defeat implicated at all on today's performance?
No, it's a totally different game.
Thanks for your time, Andy.